we are joined by Farah Ismail, a dynamic founder, facilitator, executive coach, speaker, and author, driven by a vision to inspire and empower emerging leaders, especially women, to embrace their unique talents and lead with confidence. And drawing from her transformative experiences, Farah embarked on an entrepreneurial journey with Interact Consulting. So this is a special series named TGV Courage Catalyst on account of International Women's Day 2024. And we are here in the third episode of the series, which will be released every Saturday this March. And you may check out our first episode on taking the first step and second episode on building ethical and sustainable practices as part of this series, in case if you haven't already tuned in. Of course, these are all different topics, and you may tune in any sequence. And there is no hard and fast rule that you have to tune into first episode followed by second and third. You can listen or watch in any sequence. And as you prepare to delve into our conversation on the third topic today, which is maximizing coaching impact and five key distinctions. Here's an exciting twist as always. So let us tickle Farah's brain once again. So Farah, get ready for a rapid fire round of random words. I'll mention a few and I would love to hear the first thing that comes to your mind in response without thinking much. If you are ready, let's get started.
Yes, now. Thank you.
Okay. So it comes the first word. School.
Lifelong learning.
Animal.
The giraffe. It has the biggest heart.
Game.
The service game.
Power.
Women.
Goal.
Juicy.
Growth.
Dream. Death do.
Opportunity.
Is now.
Network.
It's a blessing.
Position or title.
Just be you.
Okay. The last one is resume.
Where I've been.
Great. Creative as always. And thank you for participating in the first rapid fire round of third episode. And before I welcome you again, I would like to welcome the audience. So folks, welcome to the Guiding Voice podcast series, where we embark on transformative conversations for a better future. I'm your host, Navin Samala, dedicated to making the world a better place through valuable discussions that add value not only to your life, but also to your career. So thank you once again for tuning in. And Farah, hearty welcome to TGV. We are getting positive response for the Courage Catalyst series, and it is overwhelming to see all the positive vibes around. And thank you for making your time today, and thank you also for being part of TGV's journey. How are you today?
I'm feeling amazing. It's Women's Day today, so I want to say it's fantastic we're recording this today, and I'm really, really happy to be on the series. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to have you, and let's get started to discuss maximizing the impact of coaching. So let us start with the very first question, which is, how do we maximize the impact of coaching and what are the coach's responsibilities?
You know, when I stepped into coaching, the coaching myself, how do I need to be to create miracles in the coaching? Because coaching is such a powerful, sacred space. It empowers you to create a life you want. So there is a huge responsibility for a coach. And one of the things that was a game-changing decision made was getting very powerful agreement by clients so that they can fearlessly step into the space and experience magic. And that came from a woman, her name is Karis, who's written a book, which I would recommend everyone to read, How to Get the Most Out of Your Coaching. And that is what helped you to optimize the experience. And I would say that one of the key things is sometimes I make it compulsory for my clients to read it, and so that they see the power of coaching. On the other hand, I want to say that I love honor clients as they are the experts of their life and their work. That's how I show up as a coach. It's my responsibility to see them as source of creative resource and hope. And my role is to inspire the client to make the path that maximizes personal potential. So that's, I think, I would say, the responsibility of a coach.
The book that you have recommended is How to Get the Most Out of Coaching, right? Wonderful. Okay, now that we have spoken about the coach's responsibilities, let's flip the question and talk about what are the coach's responsibilities.
So one of the things that a relationship, let me be our word, and treat our coaching like it's the most important thing. It's all about commitment, Naveen. And I have something really cool that I do, which I have never done. I have clients to make powerful declarations. One, some of them are, I always see the best in myself. I agree to see the best in myself, always. I agree to try different things, even if they're uncomfortable. And I agree to bring the topic. I most likely want to really set the tone. And then, of course, there are so many ways for a coach, a client.
Farah, in your experience, what are the five key distinctions that can make the biggest difference in coaching?
Let me share the first one. It is a distinction between creating versus reacting. So My clients really understand that they're two similar words, create and react, but they're so, so different in energy. So constantly we're looking at what do we create together. So that's a big distinction. The other is information versus transformation, because when you realize that if we're really looking for more information, that's usually our tendency, but there's something more powerful when we go for transformation. So that's a mindset shift. Another distinction is being very clear of what am I bringing into this coaching space? Am I coming in with expectations or am I really making powerful agreements? So I believe expectations are cowardly, you know, when either the coach or the coachee have expectations on each other. So we really have powerful, courageous conversations. And another one is serving versus pleasing. So I constantly tell my clients, I'm here to serve you, not to please you. And it's the other way around as well. So we really have an authentic space that we create. And one last one, which has been something I've been swimming in, which is testing versus trusting. Many of us want to see whether it's going to work before we try something. I tell people to drop that. Mm-hmm. Because what we're going to do is we're going to test everything. That's the power of creativity and creation, right? So Experiments never fail. So these are some of the distinctions that are really making a big difference in the space that we create together.
Yeah, that was spot on, Farah. And now let us discuss about your advice to those coaches to effectively incorporate these distinctions into their practice.
I would like to share what I have integrated in my being when I'm coaching, so it might help the coaches. I'm sure they already are there. One of the things that has made the biggest change for me is losing sight of myself. So when I'm in this space of coaching, what I discovered was if I am focusing on me and what I'm going to say or how I'm going to show up, then obviously I'm not going to be impactful. So I want to say that I go in empty. So that's the first thing I would recommend, is lose sight of yourself, and it's powerful. The other one, which is something I would really recommend working on, is you don't have to feel good to take action, right? So typically in your business, we really go with our feelings, you know, something didn't work, etc. And then we pause and we stop. I find that it's a long game that we're in. And in the long game, it's a journey. And to enjoy the journey, it's not about going with our feelings, but really looking at how can we continue to try new things. So my feelings don't drive my business. So I want to say that's a big shift I've made. And the third last one I want to say is everything is service, right? In coaching, we're serving powerfully. What has shifted for me is turning this path I'm on of serving into a game of learning, right? So instead of thinking about it as a space that I'm going to, it's a game that I need to play, I want to chunk it down into small ways in which I can create rules to serve where I'm not going to lose anything. So how I show up as a coach is when I really build my business from being service, not doing service. And for that, it's about seeing it as a game that I'm going to learn anyway. If somebody says no, it means there's nothing wrong with my coaching or who I am as a coach. I'm not going to shift my identity. It means that not yet. I've built a relationship. I'm building the service. I'm being of service. So those are a few things that have changed my game. So I would love to share that to other coaches.
Wow. So thank you. Thank you for sharing those trade secrets, if I may call it. But I think those are going to create a long-lasting impact. And now I have a tricky question here. Now that, especially after the pandemic, everybody has become a coach, some or the other coach, right? So in this era of coaches where you're finding at least 1 in 3 person is a coach in whatever niche they are into, right? So people like me and our audience may be bombarded to identify who is the right coach. So what's your take on that? How to identify the right coach?
Firstly, I would say that if you're looking for a coach, I hope the coach has a coach, is also investing in themselves, because that is really powerful. So that'll be nice to know. The second thing would be to experience the coaching, right? So typically the way I work is I invite people into a conversation, get to know each other to see if we intuitively can work together. And it's both ways, right? Finding a coach or working with a client, whether there is a match. Even then, it's about experiencing what coaching would look like. So typically, I would have 2 conversations that really serve the client. And then we see whether we want to get into committed long-term coaching partnership, because that's where the magic happens, right? Transformation happens. So my recommendation would be to really do your research, find out about your coach, whether they have a coach, work with them, experience them, and then make a decision.
Spot on. Yeah. Okay. Now let's talk about a situation in your life or choosing someone else's life where choosing courage over comfort has paid off, because this series is all about courage catalyst, right? Wherein we wanted to encourage people to choose courage over comfort. So I'd love to hear from you.
So when we say courage over comfort, sometimes the comfort zone is where we like to stay in. And we can't see beyond it. So the idea is to expand that zone. And to do that, you step into taking action, and to take action that you've never done before. So I can share an example of one of my clients who leads a large region. She's a leader for a region. And she, when she came to me, she didn't have the courage or the confidence to take the next step in her leadership journey. And when we had a conversation, we realized that she was sabotaging her success by just focusing on what she didn't have, on lack and self-doubt, and really putting a lot of pressure of being someone who knows everything. I think she was really putting too much importance on how others see her. And the journey she took, Naveen, was a long journey, a long walk. From I'm not enough, I'm not good enough as a leader, I'm not leading powerfully, to having the courage to take small steps. And now she calls herself, her own name, a possibilitarian. So she calls herself someone who is living in possibilities and creating from the gifts that she's received with the shift in her thinking. So I would say that the biggest shift happens is when you notice your thinking, and you're able to change that, because all your suffering happens in your thinking. It's not necessarily in your action. So I think that's the biggest courageous move she did, is to show up powerfully as who she is. Mm-hmm. And I'm really proud of her. She's making great strides in her journey.
Wow. Good to know that. And we have had, again, amazing conversation, and it's time for us to add some more spice and some more excitement. So if you are ready, I'll kick off the second rapid fire round.
Please go ahead.
Okay, so here comes the first bullet. What's a book you have read recently that you couldn't put down?
Hands down, it's a book called Playing Big by Tara Boar.
Playing Big, okay. And if you could instantly master one skill, what would it be?
I think I'm seeing the biggest difference is in how to serve powerfully in this big world that we're living in. So I think deepening my service skill, how can I serve more powerfully, is what would make a bigger difference.
Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite way to unwind after a long day?
I think everybody would know this, that it's a conversation, a call I have with my daughter. She lives in London. So it's a must-have conversation. I love it.
And if you could travel to any fictional world, where would you go?
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland. And what is the most spontaneous thing that you have ever done?
I said yes to creating the first ever ultimate being experience in Mumbai. It happened in an instance. Wow. So I think that was a very big decision. It changed my world.
Awesome. And here comes the last bullet. If you had the power to solve one world problem, what would it be?
You know, I think that there's no religion and there's no religious divide anywhere. That would be a beautiful world to live in.
Indeed. Amazing rapid fire. And let's sweep back to the mainstream. And as we wrap up our conversation, the third episode, so could you share one actionable tip or piece of advice for our audience on how they can maximize the impact of coaching in their personal or professional lives?
I think if there's one muscle you want to build in this, it would, outside the gym, it would be the muscle of being your word. And I would say that's something that if you make that as something that you want to build, it would make the biggest difference in your world. Yeah, it's a game changer.
Wow, so powerful. And Farah, thank you so much for joining on the third episode. And again, fantastic conversation. And I'm looking forward for the final one. So thank you once again for being part of this TGV's journey in shaping the careers and lives of millions across the globe. Thank you once again.
My pleasure. Thank you, Naveen.
All right. So friends, that was our episode with Farah Ismail, the third episode as part of TGV Courage Catalyst. And I repeat, in case if you haven't already tuned into part one and part two, please go ahead and find them in the episode list. And before we jump into the fun trivia section, we have a quick request for you. In case if you haven't already subscribed to our channel, please subscribe to the podcast from wherever you have tuned in, because subscribing keeps you updated on new episodes. And also, if you have enjoyed this conversation and found it useful, request you to share with at least three of your friends or colleagues who would also like the guiding voice. So spread the knowledge and help others grow just like you. Now let's cruise into the trivia segment. So we have been having amazing conversation around coaching, right? So I'd like to give you some numbers around the growth in the coaching industry today. And professional coaching has experienced explosive growth over the last few decades. According to the ICF, International Coach Federation, the global coaching industry was estimated to be worth over $2.5 billion in 2019. But we are in 2024, so I will leave it up to your imagination in terms of how the industry has grown, especially after the pandemic. But it is necessary to understand that it is reflecting the acceptance and demand in both personal and professional realms, right? So that's it I wanted to share from the trivia perspective. Likewise, if you have any interesting facts related to coaching industry, I would love to hear from you. So in case if you're watching this episode on YouTube, you can comment there. Or if you have found this episode on some social media platform, you can comment there as well. I'm going to review your comments and talk about them in future episodes. So folks, that's it for today. So thank you so much for tuning in and also for being part of our awesome TGV family. So we'd love to hear from you. So do not hesitate to share your ideas, feedback, topic recommendations, or even guest speaker suggestions either through social media, or you can also email us at theguidingvoiceforyou@gmail.com. And let's create content that resonates with you. I'm your host, Naveen Samala, a lifelong learner. And my goal is to have impactful conversations that improve not only your life, but also your career. So until next time, take care, stay inspired. And remember, the best is yet to come. Goodbye for now. See you in the next episode with another amazing guest.